This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Today, Lydia and Inakoth, both from Volunteering Waikato. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
That's all good. Hey, look, obviously, great to have you both here with us today. And the fact that you've both only just fairly recently joined the organisation, Lydia, I believe you're about 8-9 weeks around there somewhere.
Yeah.
And Inako, you're about 4 weeks into week.
Four and a half weeks now.
Yeah. She's worked that all out. That's great. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit about who is Volunteering Waikato and what do they do and maybe how you can connect with them and support you might be able to receive, you know, for your for-purpose organisation. And we're also going to have a real good chat around the upcoming volunteer awards, really important part of the calendar over the year, opportunity for you to look to nominate and recognise your volunteers for all the good work they do. So we'll just talk a little bit about whichever one of you wants to go first, just about, well, who is Volunteering Waikato and what do you do?
A lot of people don't know about Volunteering Waikato.
Me interrupting you. Apologies
yes.
about that.
Yeah, it was established in 1993, so last year. It was our anniversary. And Volunteering Waikato ensure that volunteers group or organisation find the best match, the best volunteer, what they can get. And also individual can match with an organization. So literally this is our job, to find a match. We also offer support during this journey for individual volunteers or the organization. And we do advertising, promotion, run workshops, training, and we can individually tailor training for certain organization if there is need. And we have a regular networking event and just it's coming up tomorrow one is in our headquarter on two London Street. And what else? Our service including the Volunteer Excellence Award, what we will talk about later on.
Yeah, so in a way, it sort of sounds like you're a little bit of like a recruitment agency,
sort of play that little bit of a role,
don't you? You know, when you're looking for a job, go along to the recruitment agency, or if you're looking to employ someone, vice versa. So in a way, you sort of do that sort of role, isn't it?
That middleman in between.
Yeah, a broker, I suppose, in a way, isn't it? And you've got, obviously, your website and your Facebook page. And that's probably
Instagram,
And Instagram.
And TikTok obviously, now, too.
Oh, TikTok, too, right. And that's probably, you know, where we can segue across to you, Lydia, a little bit about your role within Volunteering Waikato.
Yeah, so I just started at the end of February and I'm doing the marketing side of things. So it's a new position that's been created and my role is kind of raising awareness for Volunteering Waikato, but also just volunteering in general. And I have been going out and meeting our member organisations and sharing their stories and their vision and meeting volunteers and hearing their stories and why they volunteer, which has been really, really cool. And there's some amazing people in the Waikato and they're doing great things.
Yeah, and it's really interesting, isn't it? We met up a couple of weeks ago and I think one of the first things I said is I'd really noticed around your social media platforms, you'd up the ante as such, you know, there was a lot more, I suppose, material and more regular coverage.
Yeah.
And it's great to see that our volunteers are being recognised along the way and hopefully it might just inspire some other organisations to either, A, we could have a volunteer like that, or how we can look after our volunteers.
It's very important because it's not just about to find the right volunteers. Retain the volunteers is very important and organisations show appreciation, because end of the day, these people give up their own time for free to help and just transform the communities and support other people. So it's really important to look after volunteers.
Yeah, most definitely. And probably, Ineke, if we just swap back over to you for a moment. So that's sort of a lot of that brokering is sort of a key part of your role, isn't it, within volunteering Waikato?
Yes, and it's really exciting role because I can see the organisation and help them to put some adverts on our website so volunteers can see and apply for the position. And it's like a, like you said, the broker, we try to sell it. So we have to put the role for everybody to understand, and there is everything, the time commitment or what is the expectation. And then when people apply for that, people think, most of the potential volunteer think that is coming to us, the referral. No, it's automatically going to the organization where they applied for. It's only popping back to us if there is anything wrong with the location or whatever is that. So the organization needs to reach out and do the recruitment process. We can come in again to help with this recruitment process, with resources, with training or whatever they need.
Yeah. So picking up on the training, and I know that one of your other colleagues, Chris,
yes,
has done a lot of training. She's probably been there now the longest out of all of you in the organisation, hasn't she?
Yeah.
So she does provide some training workshops, doesn't she? And,
yes.
And
yes,
you were saying before that she can tailor make the workshop around what they're looking for.
Yes. And she is actually started to do in the afternoon, late afternoon,
early
night.
Yeah, she's got
night.
Them in the evenings. I think she's got one tonight, and it's like from 6 to 8 or something.
Right.
Just accommodate people who have, you know, day jobs.
Yep.
And she has the knowledge that, wow, I wish I can, I can get it out of her head or something, because literally every question she can answer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really good to sit in the same office with her, because if I have question, I'm just shooting, and please tell me this. And yeah. It's really, really good to work with her.
Yeah, it's great to have someone with what we call the institutional knowledge, and,
yes,
and also, I suppose, the knowledge of, you know, the Waikato sort of not-for-profit sort of sector as well. And great that you've got Chris doing that for you.
Yes.
Yeah, most definitely. So in regards to the training, what sort of training do you think, you know, organisations, you know, could you, you know, really utilise? What's the sort of some of the topics? Do you know, I know I'm putting you both on the spot here. One 4.5 weeks, one just over 8 weeks, but just what are some of the sort of training topics that, you know, she could cover?
The last one was about the tricky questions.
Yeah, like difficult situations that you might have with volunteers. She covers like how you respond to that and just things you can do. And there's training workshops on volunteer
retainment,
not recruitment. So how you keep your volunteers. We're looking at some new training workshops. I potentially might be starting one up sometime this year on like social media and how organisations can use that social media and how they collect stories and just tools for that. I think that's about what we've got going on.
Oh, there's some really good topics there. I'm just picking up on the one about sort of like keeping your volunteers, retaining your volunteers. Mm-hmm. So important. And I think it's across a lot of organisations. It could be around how you retain your staff.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Important one also is around your sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Isn't it? You know, the easiest part might be getting them.
Yeah.
It's then how you look after them to keep that relationship going with them.
Yeah, it's really hard, I believe. I work with a lot of non-profit organization before and did recruitment, and there is different reason why people volunteer. And sometimes organizations ask actually to stay with them a certain time because they invest money and time to train their own volunteer. And sometimes certain organizations can forget that they are there because of the volunteers, and they are, carrying the whole organization.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most definitely. And just picking up on what you said, you know, sometimes you may have to, spend some money to upskill, train the volunteer in a particular role. And yes, you know, by then looking after them, you know, it's not going to seem like that's a waste of money, and then having to do the same upskill and pay to upskill another volunteer who mm-hmm. comes in on top of that. Yeah, no, very good thinking. And just going back to what you were saying before, having those difficult conversations yeah. and look, yeah, we can all have those, whether it's in the workplace, mm-hmm. You know, whether it's with paid staff or volunteers. Mm-hmm. And I think part of it also comes down to setting the expectations of yeah. the role. And do you sort of encourage them to have like a job description or anything for your yes. volunteers?
Yes, there is a job description and is a volunteer agreement mm-hmm. because end of the day we can't, and none of the organization can do a proper one. And there is in usually a code of conduct. Mm-hmm. And most of the organization ask for a police check.
Right, yes, yeah. the old police vetting. Yes.
Police vetting because of the sort of people they working, so legally they must.
Yeah.
And end of the day, these people come there to volunteer. They're not being paid, mm. but the expectation is actually the same when you paid mm. for a paid employee. So it's just, I think, is depends on individual
yeah.
how they see it. Mm.
So key messaging coming out there is very much around once you've got those volunteers on board is making sure you do look after them.
Yeah.
And looking after them just as if they were a paid staff member mm-hmm. because they're still playing a very vital part yeah. in the existence of your organisation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's just sometimes little support here and there, seeing that somebody's upset, ask about, like, is a normal life mm-hmm. or... I always suggested to organization before that, you know, just organize an afternoon tea
yeah.
and have a seat and talk about the issue they coming up with the role and what they believe can, you know, improve or change or whatever. And it doesn't cost much. Mm.
And sometimes it could come down to just a very easy thank you.
Yeah,
it goes a long way. Yeah, it does, doesn't it? And I know people like to be thanked in different ways. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be just the thank you.
Yeah.
Or it might be that you put on a morning tea, as you've talked about, or it might be if you have the opportunity to take them out for lunch, or
yes.
you might even buy them a little bunch of flowers or something, you know, if mm. you sort of feel like they're someone who appreciates receiving something yeah. like that. Hey, look, this is a good time for us just to take a little break and we'll play a little bit of music and then we'll come back and talk a lot more, especially around recognition of your volunteers with the upcoming
yeah.
Awards that you've got coming up. So we're just going to listen to a little bit of John Stevens and Montego Bay.
Montego Bay, sing out, oh, 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 o
All right, and welcome back to Connect with Community Waikato on Free FM 89.0. You've got Roseanne here in the studio, and with me is Lydia and Inoko, who are both from Volunteering Waikato, and we're talking about what they do and what Volunteering Waikato does itself. And we're now going to talk a little bit about their annual volunteer awards that are coming up very soon. Well, actually, the nominations are open now. So, whoever it is that's going to speak next, I'm just keen to get a little bit of an overview of the awards, the categories, and very importantly, the closing date and how they nominate their volunteers.
Yeah. So our annual awards are coming up. The actual night is the 20th of June, but nominations are open now and they close on the 1st of May. So it's about 8 days kind of left to nominate people. And we hold these awards every year. It's the 26th year, I'm pretty sure, that we're holding them. And we just do it to celebrate the volunteers and recognise what they do. So it's going to be a good night. And we have 12 categories. We've kind of expanded our categories this year and added some more awards. So we have the Empowerment Advocate Award, and then we have Education, we have Social Justice, Health and Wellness, we have an Environmental Award, we have a Digital Award, Event Impact, which is sponsored by the Field Days, which is really neat. We have the Team of the Year, the Lifetime Achievement, a Youth Changemaker Award, a Corporate Citizen Award, and a Cultural Ambassador Award. So there's lots of diversity. There's room for everyone in there. Yeah.
Yeah, so no excuse not to nominate someone from an organisation.
And that is an individual or a team.
Yeah,
a nomination.
Right, and I know over the years I've seen a lot of amazing volunteers, whether it is as an individual or a team, be the recipients of some of these awards, and so we definitely don't want your volunteers to miss out.
Yeah, I want to see all of them come through.
Yeah, so you say that the nominations close on the 1st.
Yeah.
How do they go about nominating?
So if you go to our website or any of our social media, we'll have the link for it. You just fill it out. There's only really like one question that you have to think about, and that's why you're nominating them. But apart from that, everything's just kind of like tick the box, put in their name. It's really, really simple and easy to do.
Yeah, and hopefully everyone's got a good answer to the why.
Yeah.
Obviously someone really who's cool just amazing, gone over and beyond. You couldn't survive or exist without those volunteers. We were talking about that before, about how sometimes they're just the real heart of that organisation, aren't they?
Yeah, and there's already been, I get to see all the nominations come through, and there's been some amazing people nominated, and I'm really glad that I'm not judging, because I'm sort of like everyone. But there's a few categories that we haven't had a lot of interest in, which I'll just put out there. The Environmental Steward one, we haven't had anyone nominated for that yet, which we would love to see come through, because we know that a lot of community organisations really do focus on the environment. And then our Digital Innovator Award, I don't think we've had anyone nominated for that yet, which is, it's a new award, but we would love to see some people come through in that. And then also, really interestingly, our Cultural Ambassador Award hasn't had a lot of interest. We've had a few nominations, but we would love to see some more people in that area.
Right, so a real plug there for those three categories for getting in your nominations for those people. And we were talking off air a little bit about how all of the awards are sponsored.
Yes.
But you're looking for still a few more sponsors?
Yes.
Yes.
So at the moment, we've got the Field Days have sponsored us and Craig's Investment Fund. And so I think they've sponsored the Event Impact and the Lifetime Achievement. So we're still looking for lots more volunteers, sponsors. So if you would like to sponsor, we would love to hear from you.
Right. And that's obviously not a massive amount that you're looking for to be a category sponsor.
I know.
And a great way to get the name out there. And that just the association with the volunteer awards, you know, the recognition for people that are going over and beyond for their community.
Yeah, exactly. And also we are planning on doing a silent auction that night as well. So,
okay,
if you
tell
have
us more.
Anything for that, I think we've got a few little things going with that. They're more experiences rather than items, but yeah, anything if there are people who would like to donate to that, we would love to hear from you as well.
Right, so yeah. It might be a nice massage or facial or...
Some artwork.
Or maybe even the go-karts somewhere like up at Hampton Downs. So that would be great, wouldn't it?
At the moment we have like an alpaca experience where you can go to the farm and meet alpacas, which is quite neat. I like that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the concept about the experience because you're more likely to remember that, aren't you, rather than a voucher. Not that we're saying that, you know, vouchers are not good. You'll take the vouchers, but maybe that experience as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, good thinking along that lines. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. And that's coming up, you said the 20th of June is the actual awards night.
Yes.
So nominations close on the 1st of May.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and then so the judges have got a bit of a hard time. Figuring it all out.
Yeah.
And I believe you have finalists. You sort of work out some finalists.
Yeah.
And then they'll get invited to come along to the evening.
Yeah. So there's three finalists for each award and then one winner. Yeah. And
right.
They should all get invited along to the awards. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Oh, well, it looks like a good night coming, good night coming along at some stage. Right, so that probably just again just really reinforces that this is a great opportunity to recognise and thank your volunteers. Mm-hmm. And I know most of the volunteers, and I've heard and I've seen some of the videos from previous years where they go, oh, look, we haven't volunteered just to get recognised.
Yeah.
You know, and I think most volunteers are pretty humble out there.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that you've taken the effort to actually nominate them in the first place and hopefully, you know, they will get recognised in some way is great.
And even like what you're saying about them people being humble and they don't really think they've done a lot, they actually have done heaps. And just by acknowledging that, it inspires other people to do what they're doing, which is, it's really cool.
Yeah, no, that's so true. It's, I picked up with, you know, your social media posts that you've got now, and it's just about telling the story, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I think on one hand, it's great to sort of recognise the volunteers through that medium, but hopefully also too, it'll give other organisations the incentive to, oh, this is what we should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get on the phone number and ring Lydia about that, or Eneco, to know a little bit more about, you know, sort of how we can go about, you know, getting some volunteers.
Mm-hmm. And this year there is more that the categories is in individual and team.
Mm-hmm.
And since I started, I have six group want to volunteer, what I'm really, really impressed with from the corporate world.
And
they ask for opportunities, and we have many, but we are still looking for opportunities, group opportunities, kind of like from kindergartens or low desire school, if they need any help with any handiwork or gardening or anything to fix, please reach out to us, because there is a lot of group would like to help. I'm talking about a day help, it's a couple of hours or a half day. But if you hear us, please just make contact with us, and we're going to find someone to volunteer.
Yeah, actually, it's a really good point you make. Organisation I've previously worked for, we did that. We wanted to give something back to the community that we were working in. And, we ended up either painting a fence. I remember at one of the croquet clubs, I was busy painting this fence. I think I got more over me than I did on the fence. One year, we went to the local squash club, and you know how they get all those black marks around the walls of the squash court?
That's be hard to get off.
We were having to try and get all that scrubbed off because I think they had some big national event coming up, and they wanted to obviously make it look really good. So, yeah, that was a big day. Schools, I just picked up on what you're talking about on schools. I know there was one year where we went along and helped them make a little bike track at the local school, you know. And
And this kind of, kind of opportunities we are looking for because people want to give back to the community, and they are willing to, and big companies willing to give a day for the workers to give back to the community. And I think it's just need to be like every big company and corporate just do the same, corporate do the same, because this can make a huge impact on your community.
Totally, and I think there's, you know, twofold, isn't there? There's also the team building, sort
of
building.
Yeah, that's the team building, yes.
You build that culture within the organisation, the staff, going out for the day and giving back to the community. So, yeah, so as you said, you know, you're talking about your schools, kindergartens, maybe local sports clubs, other community organisations.
Or whatever, you know, it's around, or I don't know, retirement villages, or we're going to approach Hamilton Council, because they have a few with us, but maybe they have something.
Yeah, or maybe some of their gully restoration projects, you know, where they're wanting, looking at some planting. I know there was a great incentive the other week over at Hinemoa Park where they were planting daffodil seeds and things, weren't they? So there may be something like that that comes up. So it could be a local council, as you say, it could be school, kindergarten, some sort of club that may have a club rooms that need a bit of fixing up or renovating or painting.
Yes, and it's a win and win. So everybody win on the end, and with volunteering, you know, you can make connection. It's about your personal well-being, having fun, and it's good for your, for a lot of, you know, even depression or I can recommend for people coming to the country, to New Zealand.
New migrants,
New migrants, and I understand that a few months or year they don't really want to work because look after the kids, or they have to just used to the country. I know because I'm an immigrant. And then I think there is so many opportunity out volunteering. Then they can know the culture, the language, better the language or whatever is that around. And again, it's a win-win.
Great. Well, look, time's flying by. We've just got under a minute now to go. I just thought, Lydia, if you can just, can I give, get us to give us the website address?
It's just Volunteering Waikato. You type that in.
.co.nz. Okay.
.org.
Oh, .org.nz.
Yeah, if you go to Google and put in Volunteering Waikato, we'll be the first one to pick up.
Right, okay. And if you want that again, it's volunteeringwaikato.org.nz. Yep. And that's where they can go to reach out to either of you two, find your details there, or if they want to nominate a volunteer for the upcoming awards, they can go there. Or if they want to catch up about how do we find volunteers or
any training,
on the website.
All right.
And social media as well.
Oh, yes, and your social media.
Awesome.
All right, look, we've come to an end now, so thank you both very much, and we'll hopefully catch up with you again. Ka kite, everyone.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.